Swapavaratvam
Devamitukha
Paravaratvam Devanurupam Udayona Paravaratvam Naisa Paravara Matir Bhavato Nanusya Jantara Yathatma Surido Jagatas Tathapi Sansevaya Surataro Rivate Prasada Devanarupa Mudayo Naparavaratvam
Translation. Like the ordinary living entity, my Lord, you have no such discrimination, thinking like he is my friend, he is my enemy, he is favorable, he is unfavorable. Such conception of low grade and high grade you have not got. But according to one's gradation of service, you offer them benediction, exactly like the desire tree offers fruit, according to the desire of the person. The desire tree has no distinction of low grade and high grade, position of the beggar.
Naisha parabaramati bhavato namasya jantur jatha atma suhido jagatastathapi sanasi vaya surataraiva se prasada simanu rupa mudayo na paravaratyam. Very important word. Discrimination. Sometimes the ethics class demons, they say, why God has made somebody so opulent and why somebody so poor? This is the general question. Perhaps you have met, So that is being solved. Paravarastam. Para means better, and apara means inferior. Superior and inferior. There are two things, superior and inferior, everywhere. But in the eyes of God, Krishna, there is no such thing, superior and inferior. He is superior and everything is superior. This is the understanding. There is no such discrimination that here is a devotee, so he is superior and here is a non-devotee, he is inferior. That is not God's discrimination. That is your discrimination. If you like to remain as inferior, you can remain. God has given you independence. And if you like to become superior, you can become superior. It is not God's discrimination. It is your discrimination. Mind this verse very carefully. Krishna says that you fully become dependent upon me and I shall give you full protection. This is superiority. As soon as I fully surrender to the supreme superior, Krishna, then my position is immediately superior. But if I don't do that, then I remain inferior. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Jīva Thāmān Prapatyante Tāṁ Sathayiva Bhajāvati Hum. It is up to you. So, if you surrender 10%, then I am also fully 10% for you. But if you have got discrimination, certain percentage for my wife, certain percentage for my children, certain percentage for my country, certain percentage, so on, ultimately zero for God. Then God is also zero. It is up to you. But if you take God, and you are my everything, then He is also for you everything. It is up to you. Parabharata. He does not discriminate. You discriminate. There are many persons, they come to Vrindavan, and whatever they have earned throughout the whole life, so they give everything to the wife and children and make contract that I am going to Vrindavan, you send me at least 200 rupees for my expense. And what about 2 lakhs and crores? Oh, that is yours. The 2 lakhs and crores what I earn, that is for you, my dear children, my dear wife. And you give me 200 for God. So I am going to live there. So Krishna is very intelligent. All right, I am also for you, 200. I am also for you. Deja Sama. This is the meaning. Real meaning. Deja Sama. Krishna is for you. It is called, what is the exact word? Responsive cooperation. If you have surrendered to me 10%, then I respond 10%. If you surrender 25%, then I respond 25%. This is it. So Prahlad Maharaj knows it. That, Naishan Parabara Muti Bhavato. You have no such thing as discriminating. Because one may say that I am foolish. I may not surrender to Krishna 10%, but why he is not kind 10%? That is Krishna's discrimination. Why he should? He can become 10%, but he does not do so. That means Krishna is sentient. He is not impersonal. Don't think that whatever you are doing, Krishna cannot see. In the deity home, if you think that this deity is made of brass, whatever nonsense I can do, he does not see. No, he can see everything. Angani jasa sakalandriya vitrimanti pasanti panti talanti. You see, you actually do not know how Krishna feels. You think that he has this brass made eyes. He cannot see. I can do all nonsense. No. That's not. He can see everything. Pashanti part. Angani jasa sakalendriya vittimanti. He can see with his lotus feet. He can see with his hair. We can see simply with our eyes. But Krishna can see with all the angani jasa, sakalendriya vittimanti. We have seen Krishna playing the flute. The fingers are open. The fingers are seeing what was it. We do not know the fingers can also see. But you see, absolute. Krishna can use his any energy, any power, any part of the body or anything else. This is Krishna. Annanjasvasabalandriyavittimanti. So Krishna can see in our mind how much we are surrendered and how much we are after material enjoyment. But the best thing is we have to make jio. Annavilasita sunnam. Sunnam means jio. Unless you make everything zero, simply Krishna fact, Krishna is only fat and everything jiva. Without Krishna, everything jiva. Just like one is one and zero is zero. But when zero is added with one, it becomes ten. Ten times. Similarly, this material world is zero and Krishna is one. If you want to enjoy the material world by your own effort, it will always prove zero. It will never be satisfied. But you add this zero by the side of Krishna, you enjoy that energy. Ten times. Ten times. If zero, it is zero. But when it is added, it is not. It is ten times. Just see, practically, our Krishna consciousness movement was started with 40 rupees. Now, that 40 rupees or something added with Krishna, it has become 40 crores. You see, practically. When I started for your country, I came to Mayapur, I offered my obeisances to my spiritual master, then I went. At that time, I had no money even to purchase the ticket. And after that, I have come with 40 crores. This is the secret. Give the Thaman Gopakam. If you fully surrender to Krishna, then Krishna is there. You have to learn how to take from Krishna. Of course, a devotee is never desirous to take anything from Krishna. He wants to give only. This is the occasion. A pure devotee wants Krishna, whatever little I have got, you take. Everything. And Krishna says, yes, because you have given your everything, even after life, I will also give you my everything. This is Krishna. So Krishna has no discrimination, but it is up to us to know how to take from Krishna. Just like the example is given here, that saṁśīvaya śrutara viva. Śrutara viva. So the śrutara means the desired chief. It is described in the Brahma Sangita, desired. Cintāvani śrutara sagamatu kalpavrikha. That is kalpavrikha. Kalpavrikha means you have no experience, you have no experience. Kalpavrikha there is in the higher priority system, and especially in the Vaikuntha world, there are trees, there are kalpavrikha, because everything is spiritual, nothing is dead. Here, you can take some fruits or flowers from a particular tree, but there, if you like, you ask kachori and samosa from a tree you get. Because you have no idea what is suratara. What is kalpavrikha? Whatever you desire, you get. Surabhi. Surabhi is the word. The cows are surabhi. Here, you have got limitation. You can meet morning and evening to a certain extent. But there the cows are surabhi. Surabhi means you can meet as many times as you like and as much milk you want to get. But these things are there. But we have no information. Let struggling here. Manasastrani Indriyani. Pratisthani Parushat. Because we are fools and masters, we are trying to make some adjustments here. That is not possible. It is Dukkhalaya Sasatam. This is Maya. We are trying to be happy in this material. It will never be possible. But these fools and actors, they do not know. They are making big, big plans how to become happy, how to become in our country, in our home, in our society, in our family, and so on, so on, so on. This means that simply becoming intact. Atatriya cheta sutapadittai janasa mohoyam ahava moha. It is that. It is very important. Therefore, the conclusion is we should fully surrender 10% to Krishna and then we become happy. Samasivaya-asuta-rivakti-prasada. The example is just like the desired tree, Parpavrikha. It can fulfill any desire. We have got so many desires. Krishna can fulfill all the desires. Please surrender to Krishna. This is the point. Akama sarvakama vama sakama ularabhi. Tibrena bhakti yogena tajeta paramam puru. We go here and there for fulfilling our desire. But if we are fully surrendered to Krishna, all our desires will be fulfilled sitting at home. We haven't got to go here and there. Therefore it is said, Sutaravimati Prasada. And how it is? Srimana Rupa. This is it. If you are engaged 10% in service, Srimana Anurupa, it is proportional to your service. You cannot order Krishna to give me this. That is not possible. He is not your servant. Krishna cannot become anyone's servant. Krishna give me this, give me that. Krishna is not your servant. He is not order supply. He is order, he should supply. Then you can say. You don't make Krishna your order supply. That is mistake. Therefore, nāri-āsita-sundam, pure devotion in first tapas, you learn not to order Krishna. Krishna give me this, give me that, don't bother Krishna. That is the beginning of spiritual life. Anyāvilāsita-sundam. You prepare to carry out every order of Krishna. Then it is Krishna. Don't make Krishna your order supplier. You become order supplier of Krishna. Therefore it is said that Srimānu-rūpa. If you learn how to give service to Krishna 10%, then you get everything. Without that, Krishna knows everything. What is required for you? Just like a father knows what is the necessity of the child. The child never begs, father give me this, give me that. No. He is simply dependent on parents. And parents know. Similarly, if he becomes 10% dependent and serve him faithfully under his order, or he is represented his order, then the success is here. Srimana Rupa. Srimana Rupa Udaya. Udaya. It becomes manifest. That's like the sun is rising in the sky. It is not by your order. It is riding by its own way. You cannot say that in my dear son, please immediately come to the media and make it known. No, I am not your servant. I shall rise according to my senses. So, similarly, if you cannot order even the sun, a creation of God, or anything according to your order, then how you can order Krishna? This is foolishness. Don't order Krishna. Try to serve Krishna. Then you will be successful. Srimana Rupa Yojana na paravartam. Krishna has no discrimination that you are inferior, therefore his favor is not bestowed upon you. This is foolishness. Don't become envious of somebody who is getting Krishna's favor. Krishna is favoring him because he has served. You serve, you will get it. This is your. Krishna has no discrimination that one is getting for opulence more success, and other is rotting. That is not sister, this is your discrimination. You wanted some rotten things, you get it. You wanted some stone and wood, you take it. But if somebody wanted to start, I'll give an insight. All right, sir. This is parabola, not parabola. It is foolishness that Krishna has favored him so much, I am not favored. But you become just eligible to be favored, then he will be favored. This is it. Na parabaratvam. He has no such discrimination. Sivan mukhe hi vibhado usayame vasturattada. So therefore the principle is Sivanurupa, always remember. As it is said here, Prahlad Maharaj. Prasada. Krishna is always ready to give you prasada, all favor. Why not? Without doing something, you are getting so much favor. Without Krishna's favor, you cannot be even for a moment. He's so kind. Even the cats and dogs, they are also getting Krishna's favor. Ekahi viladhati bahunamsa. Nitya nityanam cetana cetanana. Eko bahunam yam viladhati kama. Krishna is so kind that he is supplying stool to the hawk because he wants it. He wants it. He has desired, give me facility for eating stool. Give me favor, facility to drink fresh blood. All right. He takes his suitable body. He wants fresh blood. We get the tiger's body, the nails and the claws and the teeth, as soon as touches it, immediately. All blood, sir. He has very, well, I take this facility. But what is the advantage of this facility? The facility is, you know, the tigers, they do not get food every day. He has got the facility to suck blood, but all the implements he has got. But there is no chance, because every animal knows in that part of the forest there is tiger, they do not go. So he starts. He starts. He'll find so many rich men. They have got enough money, but they cannot eat more. They cannot eat more. So this kind of facility, it is our foolishness. It is not facility. That is punishment. Real facility is how to serve Krishna. That is real facility. So you should always ask best. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's text. Nadhanangana dhanangana sandari kavitangana kaviti satam. Namo janmani janmani sari bhagavad bhakti yavituki. This facility we should always ask. Krishna, I don't want any facility of this material world. I'm not worth to serve you. Still, I'm begging, give me this facility so that I can get the chance to serve. That is right. Thank you very much.